Since the pandemic began, people have asked if contracting the coronavirus offers protection from getting it again. A year in, scientists are closer to a more definitive answer and to knowing whether people who have already had COVID-19 need to be vaccinated. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk looks at research from the Penn Institute of Immunology.
Immune responses to both infections and vaccines result in the production of antibodies that provide rapid immunity. They also create memory B cells that help with long-term immunity. Penn researchers looked at how memory B cells' responses differed after vaccination in those who previously had COVID and those who had not. Only one dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine was enough to induce a maximal immune response for people who've had COVID. That's likely because their previous infection kick-started an immune response, says John Wary, who led the research.
So it looks like in this group of individuals that had mild infection, that one dose of vaccination really does boost the immune response.
Just because natural infection causes an immune response, that doesn't mean this group of people should skip the vaccine altogether. They could still get an asymptomatic second infection and unknowingly spread it to others. And they might not be protected from one of the variants. For the research participants who never had COVID-19, they did not have a full immune response until after receiving the second dose.
Both doses of vaccine are necessary to get neutralizing antibody, really the highest quality antibody. If you only get one dose, the levels of those antibodies are very low, undetectable actually in some people.
Researchers still want to learn about how long immune responses remain stable and strong and how people respond differently to the vaccine. For more information about the shot, go to whyy.org/vaccine. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.